We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
DNVR Broncos Live, coming to you from Studio A here at the DNVR Bar, where, of course, once again, the A stands for Avalanche. Insane night on the horizon, Zach. And it's hard to even fathom what life could look like 12 hours from now,
Ryan. The biggest party could be sweeping Denver since 2016, of course, when the Broncos won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. And what sucks is that should be our main focus today. Yeah, and what everyone's thinking about.
We should be happy just focused on that. It should be an incredible day here in Denver.
Yep. And obviously, you know, a dark cloud, in my opinion, over everything is the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. And like always, I wish we never had to talk about anything like this on our show, but sometimes things are just better. So this isn't going to dominate our show, but I think it's important to you know, state how we feel. And personally, I think this is an absolute joke for me personally. And then just seeing the women in my life today and the way that this has impacted them is just sickening. And my main point on this is, if this is how if you agree with this and you wanted this to happen, my challenge to you is to ask yourself how your actions, your opinions, your votes, the things that you do in your life will impact the lives that you are so passionate about starting. How will it impact the rest of those lives if that person is gay or trans or black or poor or a woman or a kid in school on the wrong day? Like, if we're so passionate about someone being born, let's also be passionate about their lives and the quality of lives once they're here. And to me, like, that's my biggest thing.
Very well said, Ryan. And it's so sad. Feels like we're going backward, Ryan.
We are.
And it doesn't just feel like we're going 10 years back. It feels like we're going 100 years, 200 years, 250 years backward. And it's hard to wrap your mind around just the impact that this is going to have, not just this specific one, but what's coming in the future with this. And it's crazy to think 2022, we should be progressing and we should be protecting more people's rights and expanding rights so that everyone can truly be on a level playing field. And of course, even before today, we knew that that was not the case. There's still so many areas from literally any non-white male still can be given more rights and still be lifted up. And we come from a place of privilege, but Ryan, we have to keep empowering everyone else. And today is just a massive step in the wrong direction.
It really is. And it feels unfathomable to me that we could still be going backwards in 2022. And I think for years, really up until about 2020, there was this idea that we're moving forward in so many areas and look at all these great things that we're doing. And it does feel since then we've been going backwards. And that's, it just doesn't feel like that should be possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really disheartening. And like I said, you know, I'm just thinking of all the women in my life today who 100% of them are just feeling horrible today. And everyone should be, But clearly that's not the way it is.
No, it's clearly not. And Ryan, we talk about we as a community have power to do some things. And that's why it's important for us to talk about these things. And so I think it's important that we continue to have this conversation. And I don't think this is going away, but we can't let it go away.
Yeah. And Allie is our producer today. And I see you have a mic. Would absolutely, the floor is yours if you want to say anything.
I just want to challenge people to educate themselves on what this actually means. This isn't just about abortion or someone made a mistake and they want to have an abortion. This is affecting women in every aspect. Even if you want a baby and have a healthy pregnancy and something goes bad in the delivery room, that there's an effect there. There's effect in your contraceptives. It helps women when they have really bad cramps or bad health things, endometriosis, PCOS, IVF, if you need that. It's affecting women in every way, not just, oh, now women can't have an abortion. This is more than that. So I really challenge yourself, challenge everyone who's listening to educate yourself on that before speaking, and then to just have empathy, because it is a very, very, very sad day for a lot of women in this country, and we are going backwards, and it's extremely, extremely sad. So just have empathy and educate yourself on what this topic means.
And Allie, I think that's incredibly well said. And I talked to a lot of people this morning, and I talked to a female who brought this point up with just something I would have never thought of, but that women are now going to have to think about in the future. They said there's half of the country that I wouldn't be able to travel or to visit if I was pregnant, including layovers. You have to plan your trips to make sure that you don't, because if something were to happen, if you were to end up in an ER room and you were forced to have an unsafe pregnancy, that's absolutely horrifying.
And again, it's about, like, even if you want a baby, even if you're having a healthy pregnancy and you never know. Pregnancy is a very high risk procedure that women go through. And there's so much that happens. There's so many things that can go wrong, and it's already scary enough. And the fact that you or your husband or your partner in any way or your family wouldn't be able to choose a lot of different elements to help you or all these or the baby or whatever is going on is just very, it's very sad. It's just messed up.
It is messed up. And I'm thankful we have Allie here today to provide obviously a woman's perspective.
Absolutely.
On things. It's just tough. I guess I'm always looking for the positive thing is we can turn this back around. We have the power to do that. And I think, you know, everyone should look around and see the way that people around them are feeling today. And it should inspire them to get out and do the things that we need to do to turn this whole thing around and start moving in the right direction.
My last thing, Drew here in the comments saying, I'm glad I turned to DMVR for sports and not political takes. This is not a political.
Shouldn't be. That's for
this
damn sure.
This is human rights issues. This is the start of all these people are so worried about government. This is the start of the government taking control and taking away rights. And this is a human rights issue, not a political issue. And so we're going to talk about it, and we have been empowered to talk about it. So,
and that's what's so cool about this company is that we are empowered to talk about important issues like this. And for anyone out there, just important to remember that Colorado still is a safe place. If you need an abortion or anything like that, Colorado is one of the safe places.
Thankfully. And
for now, go vote.
Right. And exactly. That's much thanks to our governor, which he feels passionately about this. And that's a great thing. And we should keep him around. All right. As always, said it a million times. Sadly, I've had to say it a million times on this show, but this transition is never easy. But let's try and provide a little bit of a distraction here for an hour or so, Zach, and talk a little Broncos. And it starts with our topic today about a potential signing who could be available.
And Ryan, there was some news earlier this week, and Ndamukong Suh was on ESPN's NFL Live and said, it looks like the Bucs are out of the picture about him re-signing, but then added that he still does want to continue to play.
Okay, so before we can answer the question of whether or not the Broncos should sign him, can we have a discussion about who Ndamukong Suh is at this point of his career. What kind of production are you getting out of Ndamukong Suh at, what is he, well into his 30s?
35 yeah. years old, Ryan. He is old, especially for a big guy that plays a very physical position, but you're still getting a very productive player, Ryan. Now, you're not getting a Pro Bowler. Of course, he has been a Pro Bowler. He's been a five-time Pro Bowler. He's been a five-time All-Pro. But his last All-Pro and his last Pro Bowl were in 2016. So you got to go back a ways. However, doesn't mean he's not productive. The past, wow. Guess how long it's been since he's missed a game and missed a start. Both happened at the same time.
Since he's missed a game, huh?
He was drafted in 2010, just for reference. He's been in the league a long time.
You're telling me he's got a long streak.
Long streak.
I don't know. I'll guess 2012.
2011.
Wow.
And in that year, he missed two games. Those were the only games.
Were they suspension,
games
too?
They could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, they very well could have been. And those are the only two games he's missed in his career. How about that? Last year, played and started all 17 games. I can go through the other 12 years, Ryan, and I'll tell you, he played in all 16 games and started all 16 games. And the first thing that I think of when I think of a 35-year-old player, really regardless of the position, is, okay, well, how many games is he going to miss? And how many games has he missed in the past couple seasons? He's as durable as they come. So right there, that is a huge check. And then when we talk about productivity, Ryan, last year, 6 sacks. The year before, 6 sacks. Both of those coming with Tampa Bay. The year before that, a little bit of a dip, 2.5, 4.5, 4.5. But Ryan, he's having his best 2 years of about the past 8 years, these past 2 years.
Zach, he missed two games in 2011 due to suspension.
Wow.
So he, and I'll touch wood for him because that's incredible.
Yeah.
Has never missed a game due to injury in his career.
Are you kidding? A guy that is, what, 6'5", 315 pounds, that's getting hit every single play?
That's absurd.
And not just getting hit. He was the number 2 overall pick in the draft. So he is being double teamed. He is being targeted. He is having game plans designed around
him. Got guys diving at his legs.
Yep.
I mean, chip blocks coming in low. That is remarkable.
Yeah. It really, really is. No wonder he wants to keep playing.
Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Get some coin and chase a Super Bowl.
Okay, I was too fascinated by that. Take me back to his stats the last time he played.
Last year.
Okay.
17 games, 17 starts. We already talked about that. He had one fumble recovery. Okay. 6 sacks. 6 sacks from a defensive lineman. He had 27 tackles, and Ryan, he had 7 tackles for a loss and 13 quarterback hits.
Sign him right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There, and Ryan, there's more than just the stats. And by the way, he had just as productive of a year the year before. So it's not like this was a one-hit wonder. No. He had a very productive year. But it goes beyond just the stats, Ryan. We talk about dogs. We talked about dogs yesterday. And you said the issue with Kareem Jackson, he's the only dog on this team. Of course, that's not an issue with Kareem Jackson, but how many dogs did that Super Bowl 50 defense have? They had tons. I mean, T.J. Ward, Chris Harris Jr., of course, Aqib Talib, and Malik Jackson, Derek Wolfe, Danny Trevathan. You can go
Danny
down.
Trevathan.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking tons of dogs. Broncos right now have
Darian
one.
Darian Stewart even.
Darian Stewart, yes. The Broncos have one dog on defense.
And that's not a knock on the rest of the players, but there's a certain, like, I almost don't like saying, like, you're not a dog, but there's just a certain thing. Yeah. It's an aggression. It's a attitude that, like, a Justin Simmons simply just can't be.
And also, you probably don't want a team full of dogs because that's probably going to turn into too many penalties. You're probably going to lose your mind a little bit. So you do need a balance.
You need a balance, but, like, Josie Jewell, you're just not making that case for him.
No.
Draymond Jones.
We haven't seen
it. Hasn't been that way. You know, like Pat Surtain, amazing player, not someone who you're like, man, other teams fear him when they step on the field.
Right.
The quarterback might fear throwing at him, but it's just a certain thing that can't necessarily be defined, but you know it when you see it. This team is certainly lacking it. Now, Ndamukong Suh is a perfect example of an Aqib Talib-like player. Where you hate him if he's not on your team. and you love him when he's on your team. He's definitely crossed the line. You know, again, we talked about Kadri yesterday. He's definitely, like, Kadri's crossed the line before, and, you know, he's paid for it. Ndamukong Suh has crossed the line before, and he's paid for it. But he absolutely brings a tenacity and a fear into the opponent that the Broncos are severely lacking. And guess what else they're lacking, Zach?
What's that?
A third defensive lineman.
Ah, exactly. And how many positions can we go through on this Broncos team and say they're lacking a starter there?
There's only one.
It's this.
Yep.
It is this right here. And Ryan, we're talking about any being the third defensive lineman right now. Deshaun Williams, those guys are really good pieces, and I love any moving forward. But you
I'd
know
love
what?
Him even more if you could learn under Ndamukong Suh.
Exactly. And Ryan, if this were last year, I would have said, don't bother. And also, don't even pick up the phone and call him, because you know what? He's not going to answer that thing. He's playing at 35 years old to win. Broncos aren't winners. Don't fool yourself. Let's just move on. Not the case this time.
Yep.
If there is a chance that you think you're competing for a Super Bowl, you pick up the phone. Ryan, is there a chance the Broncos are competing for a Super Bowl this year?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You get him on the phone. You sign him. He would immediately plug a massive hole and bring a huge presence to the defense.
This is like one of the exciting things about being a Super Bowl contender. I shouldn't even say that. About having a quarterback, because those two things go hand in hand.
Right.
Is everyone can make a difference. And you never know. You know, we talked about this with the Avs. You never know what addition is going to make that play that got you over the top. And it could very well be Ndamukong Suh getting through and making a sack on a third down in the AFC Championship game. Or heck, even in the divisional round that gets you through to the next round where you have an easier matchup or a more one-for-one matchup. You know, maybe they have a weak secondary because of injuries and Russ tears them up. Like, you can look and say every little move matters.
Yep.
And the Avs are such a perfect comparison for that. I mean, you know, Nico Sturm gets acquired at the deadline. No one really knows who he is. And, you know, he's making the play that leads to the game tying goal. Technically, he shanked it off of Cogliano's knee.
Yeah.
But it went in. He made the play. He was in the right place. And so you never know what guy is going to make it. But when you're the Teddy Bridgewater Broncos, you're saying, like, you never know what guy's going to make the play that helps us get to the playoffs.
Right.
It's much easier to make the moves when you're saying we never know what addition is going to be the move that helps us get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And when you have a clear hole at a spot where there is a clearly productive player who not only fills the need of that, the literal need of that position, but also the figurative need of bringing some nastiness to your defense, I think this is a no-brainer. The one knock that I have on this move, the one thing that I would say is the worst thing about Ndamukong Suh. Well, actually, there's two things. One, he went to Nebraska. Two, he tweeted Raiders looking nice or something like that when he was saying that he's a free agent.
Yep.
That's a double whammy for me. But I could get over it if he signs on the dotted line.
I've got an idea on why he may have done that, Ryan. I got to tell you about it after I tell you how to get $100 in free bets for maybe the last time over at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you bet $5 on the money line on the Avs, you can do it on the Lightning as well. But put it on the Avs and you just place the bet. You get $100 in free bets in your account. And this offer ends at the last Stanley Cup game. And that could be tonight, Ryan. The Avs could close them out. So get in on this now. And, of course, you also get the winnings of the bet you play. So make sure to do that. Head to the App Store now. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. And use promo code DNVR when you sign up to get a promo bonus of almost or up to $1,000. And also get your $100 in free bets by placing a $5 bet on the Stanley Cup final, any game, just a $5 money line bet. And of course, get in on their same game parlays. They've got so many boosts going on every single night. Guarantee you they're going to have one tonight for the Avs as well. So head over there, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and use promo code DNVR. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Also, you might be celebrating tonight. And if you are no better drink than Breck Brews. And if you're just sitting there saying, all right, we'll get them next time, also no better drink than Breck Brews. They'll be flowing at the DNVR bar tonight. Get here early if you want a seat. If you don't want a seat, you're built different. I love you for that. And you can get here pretty much at any time, I would say. So get down to the DNVR bar, get you some Breck Brews. Or if you're watching at home on your couch, maybe you're in a different state and you can't make it to the DNVR bar, use that Breck Brew locator, find the nearest Breck Brews to you, and get in on some Breck Brews tonight.
And you know where to be tonight. The party starts here for the Avs game. Doors open at 3 p.m. You're going to want to get here early because, Ryan, a lot of people taking half days today to get ready for the massive game. And you know the party's going to be rocking all night long. Swing by the bar and stay a while for the game. This is the place to watch the game, so make sure to come by. And also, maybe the last time we're able to be here having some drinks for a while, because we got something really cool up our sleeve. So come by the DNVR bar tonight. And of course, stay tuned to all of the best Colorado sports coverage over at thednvr.com. When you sign up for an annual membership, you get a free t-shirt. There's some pretty good Avs ones out there right now, including one you're wearing.
Yep, it's a great one. Maybe more coming.
Ooh, little tease.
Maybe.
Okay, Ryan, you brought up just before the break, and Ndamukong Suh quote tweeted what he said on NFL Live, which was an Adam Schefter tweet, and he quote tweeted it with, Raiders could be fun. So to me, maybe he's making them play for the Raiders. Maybe the Broncos are talking to him, and he's saying, little more money, little more money. Wouldn't this be a good negotiating tactic? Saying, oh, okay, you're not going to give me that extra $2 million I want? Let me put this out here. Raiders could be fun.
Maybe. So let's talk about it, that extra couple million. What does that mean? What is the price for Ndamukong Suh?
It's cheaper than I thought. What would you think his price would be? 1 year deal, 35, guy that had 6 sacks last year and played in all 17 games.
$6 million, $1 million per sack.
A little more expensive than you thought then. I was thinking, especially, he's a guy who has floated around teams. I thought he was just going, you know, simply for the money at this point in his career. But no, winning is still important to him. You look at the teams he's been on since he left the Miami Dolphins. It was the Rams, and then it was the Bucks. Two winning teams. When he signed with the Bucks, he signed 1 year, $9 million.
Okay.
The next year, 1 year, $8 million.
Okay.
The next year, last year, 1 year, $9 million.
Oh, he got the bump back up.
He did get the bump back up. And you know what? Let's just make it one more bump. I'd be willing to go 10. In fact, I'd be willing to go higher. But if I'm George Payton, I'm saying, let's do 8, and then I can bump it up. You know, he says 12, we meet in the middle at 10.
Yeah, and I mean, you could also do some incentives in there.
Yep. Are you doing 17 games as an incentive, or is that just guaranteed money?
I would almost say let's start at 8, $2 million incentive if you play all 17. He's going to be confident that he's going to do that.
I love it.
And then throw in other stuff, you know, this many if you get over 5 sacks.
Yep.
This if we make the Super Bowl. This if we win the Super Bowl. You know, all that stuff. Make it incentive laden. You're not going to care if you win, you know. I was talking to someone today who's wanting to buy Avs tickets. I personally want to be here at the bar over anything.
I love it. I love it.
But I was saying, like, you could do this. Say you got to spend $1,000 on your Avs tickets. And obviously, you got to have that money in the first place. And for my take, you have to have twice that much money.
Yeah.
Spend $1,000 on the Avs. Bet $1,000 on the Lightning. If the Avs win, you're out $2,000.
Right.
But yeah, the Avs just won the cup. You do not care, and you were there to see it.
If you have that money, definitely.
If the Avs lose, you get a refund.
Man, I like that. I like that. And you get to go to a game for free, even though it's a loss.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean,
would you pay double for your tickets if it guarantees that the team either wins or you get your money back?
It guarantees you're gonna have a good time. Not a good time.
But it's a win or your money back.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. And in fact, it'd even be more because the Lightning are plus, is it 140 or 160?
Yeah. You could even do a lower investment just to get it up to a one-for-one type of thing.
You know there's some people that are probably doing that.
Yeah. I mean, is it bad juju? I don't know. It just seems like good business to me.
It really does, especially we're talking thousands. That is good. But yesterday, or it was the day before, the average ticket price or the entry ticket price was $1,700.
Wow. Also, make sure you don't, like, do anything silly. Don't bet the 60-minute money line or the puck line.
Yep, no.
Because then you're exposing yourself to the double whammy.
You can't do that. You can't get greedy on this
one. You can't lose the game and all of your money.
No. Yeah, you can't be. Or, yeah, exactly.
Straight money line. No funny business.
No funny business at all. What are they, minus 160?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
I think so. I think it's right around there. I haven't looked. You?
I know.
You okay?
I feel like my brain is like not ready yet. Like, I woke up this morning and I had to like re-realize, like, oh my God, it's today.
Yeah. It was the first thing I thought of when I woke up. You got 5 hours and 21 minutes to get that brain right.
I don't know. I think it's like it doesn't feel real yet. I feel like I'm in a dream.
Yeah. That's how,
like, even I looked when I opened up ESPN because I was trying to see if the Rockies were playing at home today, because I was like, oh my God, how many people are going to be in downtown at once? They don't. But I opened it up and it just said like Avs lead 3-1, and I was just like, holy shit, the Avs lead 3-1. Like, it's just like all feels surreal to me.
Yeah, that's how it feels with the Broncos playoff run when you get to the Super Bowl, because you're like, this is it. This is it. We've been building up for this for years. We've been talking about it for, you know, hundreds of days, and this is the day. And the only difference is, you know, the Super Bowl, that's it, win or lose. Tonight could be the last one. I hope it's the last one.
Insane.
So, Ryan, Sue wants $8 million, the base $8 million, the $2 million bonus for playing all 17, and then he wants another $3 million in incentives.
Do it.
Yeah. I agree. And I think that's the top of the market he would be, because we've seen his price over the last 3 years average out to just about $9 million. Oh, my goodness. This is a move you make. And also, Ryan, he's coming from experience as a winner. He won the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Bucks. And honestly, the Broncos just don't have much playoff experience at all. I mean, I'm trying to think of guys that have been. Kareem, was he on a playoff team in Texas? I believe so, but they didn't do anything. They were, of course, always that Saturday morning game that the Texans lost. Obviously, you have Russ. I can't think of anyone else. Melvin, I think he's made a playoffs, but obviously not a Super Bowl or anything. That's it. Get some experience there. Now, a little controversy, Ryan. Who wears number 93? Sue has worn it his whole life. It's retired at Nebraska because of him. And Draymond Jones has it now. And Draymond Jones thinks he's the truth. And
Dre's not giving it up.
That's what I mean. He's not giving it up.
Could you give him 9? That would look kind of cool.
On Sue?
Yeah.
Why 9? His price?
It's just 93, like 9 or 3.
I see. Yeah, or do you say, Sue, we're going to give you actually $10 million instead of 9. Give $1 million to Draymond for the number.
Dre is money motivated.
Yes, he certainly is. Yes.
I don't know. Also, this is crazy. This is an article from 2014, so just a couple of years into his career. The subheadline is, Ndamukong Suh has been fined 8 times and suspended twice in his career.
Wow. Wow, and I saw someone in the comments section saying, we don't need a guy like that on this team that's going to hurt the football team in those ways. And here's the thing. He stomped on someone's arm and face helmet in 2011, and that's what got him suspended. You can't have that. That's disgusting. That's not allowed.
Line,
way over the line. It's not like he's been suspended every year since.
No,
he still plays with nastiness. There's no doubt about it, and that's kind of the dog way. But he doesn't go over the line in a way where it continuously hurts your team.
And he won a Super Bowl.
He did.
So you can't say, like, you can't have him if you want Super Bowl culture. You know what I mean?
Right.
He won a Super Bowl. In fact, you would have a much easier chance making a case that he would help you win a Super Bowl because he would be one of the few guys who has been there.
Exactly.
Or is it two?
Wait,
it's
two.
Just Russ.
Russ.
And Brandon McManus.
Russ, McManus. Yeah, you got two right now. And those guys have done it.
Not Darby.
While back, Ryan.
Yeah.
Sue's done it most recently.
Billy Turner, no.
No. Been with Aaron Rodgers too much.
Tom Compton. No, he was on the Packers. Or was he on the Rams?
He was on the 49ers. So he's been a Super Bowl.
Okay. Wasn't there someone who came over from the Rams? That was on the Rams last year, like a really low.
The Broncos were talking. There was a lot of talk, and behind the scenes, they wanted a defensive lineman.
Evero, Stukes.
Yeah, there we go. Some coaches.
Yep. But you can't make the case that, he's going to hurt the culture. In fact, you should be able to trust your own culture to say, we can bring this guy in. Even if I don't even think he's a negative at this point in his career. I think he's probably learned a lot of lessons over his career.
Yep.
And he played with Tom Brady and won a Super Bowl. And, I just think none of that's a worry to me anymore.
Nope. Not when you have Russ, you can bring guys in. And also, like I was saying, his issues that he had, the really bad ones, were a decade ago, Ryan. And that's what's crazy. He's played in the league for so many years that he's 35 years old and still has the opportunity to play at a very high level. And you also get to keep him away from the Raiders.
Which I think is a big thing. It's you're in an arms race.
Yeah, you are. You are. And what I don't want is Ngakoue and Chandler Jones coming off the edge. Oh my gosh, who's their other superstar pass rusher that they just signed to him? Max Crosby.
Yep.
Not superstar, but paid him like a superstar. And Ndamukong Suh, man, I was not afraid of the Raiders' defense. Maybe getting a little scary.
The good news about their defense is their secondary is pretty weak.
Yes, exactly.
And that's their secondary might be the weakest unit in the entire AFC.
Probably competes
AFC
with
West. AFC West.
Probably competes with something on the Chiefs' defense, maybe?
I would say Chiefs' receivers.
Oh, man. That's going to be tough to judge this year with Mahomes because they're going to have a little bit of a bump, but maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not counting Kelsey in there. I'm just saying wide receiver. So it's like Juju and Sky Moore.
Yep.
Justin Ross.
And, the fast guy from Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
His name.
Three names. Marquez Valdez.
Yes, there we go. Yep. I guess that proves your point. Pretty overrated group. I mean, not overrated, just not impressive.
Just a bunch of eh.
Yep.
Like, I think Juju probably looks really good with Pat Mahomes. But it's still, comparatively to what the Raiders have and what the Broncos have and what the Chargers have.
And to your point, Ryan, Tyreek Hill, even as good as Pat Surtain is, it's not fair to say he's going to completely shut him down. Now, he can, but it's not fair to put that expectation on him. Pat Surtain on any of those guys that the Chiefs have now, yeah, he's shutting them down.
Think about how good you feel about this line when you say it's Draymond Jones, DJ Jones, and Ndamukong Suh.
Yep.
Sounds like something.
With really good depth. And that's what the Broncos have right now on their defensive line. Two really good starters, really good depth, and the depth can plug the hole of that third starter, no doubt. I'm not worried about the defensive line, but boy, is it strong if you get Sue.
Yeah, it feels totally different.
Yeah,
it makes the whole defense feel different to me, honestly.
Yep.
So I'd do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
I would as well. Broncos have about...
And money's not an issue.
I was just going to say, Broncos have about $12 million in cap space. Nah, that'll be changed. You can make it happen.
Just make it all a signing bonus.
The thing is, you could make this happen even if the Broncos had $0 in cap space. So the fact they have 12 is plenty of room. And also, this would be your last big signing.
Right.
And that's okay. That'd be great. It'd be a huge splash to get right now. So George, call up Ndamukong Suh's agent.
What do you think the chances are this happens?
Does Sue view the Broncos
yes.
as a Super Bowl contender?
He has to.
How do you not make a phone call? I mean, because there's a lot of Super Bowl contenders, and he mentioned the Raiders. I mean, it's not like 50% chance, but I'm going to say 10.
10% chance. I'm going to say 20.
I love it. I hope you're right, Ryan.
Yeah. I hope it's 100% chance.
I got to say, I was convinced about this. No, I felt pretty good about this coming in, about making the argument. I didn't know which way you were going to go. Now I'm all in.
Yeah, me too.
I'm all in.
Me too. I feel like this happens once an off season with someone.
Yep.
It was like Jason Peters one year.
Right.
Like, why wouldn't you do it?
Yep.
And they didn't do it.
Nope.
But now they're truly in win now.
Yes, they are. They are. And just look at the past two Super Bowl champions. One of them, and Ndamukong Suh was a part of.
Yep. If you want to win now, just go to Green Mountain Dental Group. You'll get a win. When you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam, they'll hook you up with a free Sonicare toothbrush. They are true Denver sports fans. I guarantee you the Avs buzz over there is crazy today. Oof. You probably get some Ndamukong Suh takes over there, too, if you want them. But you got to check out our friends over at Green Mountain Dental Group, just 15 minutes outside of downtown Denver over there in Lakewood. It's a beautiful drive, actually, up to Green Mountain Dental over there in Lakewood. So check them out. Support them. They've supported us for a long time. They're big Denver sports fans. And get that free Sonicare toothbrush when you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam.
And really quick, shout out to our film guys on the Broncos end, Ryan. We're starting some film rooms back this summer. Oh. You got to check out thednvr.com. We just dropped one on Nick Benito, and boy, is it good. And Ryan, it's free. Anyone can go read this film room. Jake did a fantastic job on this. So go find out about Nick Benito. Go check out thednvr.com to get the film rooms.
Love it. Got to check it out. We also did a Make the Case yesterday.
Yes.
We've talked about it a little on this show. So if you follow this show, you're probably familiar with our opinions. But we did will Javonte Williams rush for 1,000 yards? You'll have to check out the website to see which one of us said yes, which one of us said no, and why. And that's what I'll leave it at.
And what I love about these, just these Make the Case a series that we're doing, is you and I agree a lot on this show. We're forced to disagree on these.
Well, and it's not that we kind of like fake disagreement. We just find topics that we disagree on and write them up.
Yep, exactly. So I love it. And I also love the comment section. So let's hop in and talk to the people. First one is coming in from Denver Rivals. Says, hey guys, 2 days till Denver Rivals. Donate, volunteer, play, and coach for a great cause June 26th at the Peter Barton Lacrosse Stadium starting at 4:30. One Broncos hesitation win the last second touchdown pass versus the Chargers in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
When the ref signaled a touchdown and the other one said Handler was out. They reviewed and confirmed the Chargers choked once again.
A butt cheek game.
Yes, it was. I remember that 2007 Raiders overtime game when Shanahan iced Janikowski to get us into overtime. Go Broncos, RK, Zach, if the Avs win in five, I hope to see you too and the DNVR fam at DNVR Rivals. Boy, DNVR Rivals, what a great reminder of that Chargers game.
Love the butt cheek game. There was another butt cheek touchdown in that game. It was Albert O.
Ah, yes, that was the double cheek game. Yes, it was. Man, it was getting cheeky over there. Man, too bad it wasn't Jake Butt, though. Come on.
Yeah, too bad Jake Butt wasn't George Kittle.
Yeah, seriously, one pick.
One pick
before.
Away. But it's all Flyers at that point of the draft.
Did you see what Jake Butt's doing now? No. I saw, he had a preview tweet or a teaser tweet. Of course, I can't find him now. He had a teaser tweet a couple days ago saying, like, something's in the works. Stay tuned.
But, podcast.
Probably. Yes. Anyone can do podcasts these days.
It's easy. From the Chad, my boys, I used to watch the Avs in my early fandom forming years and love seeing them win it all in 2001. Then a couple years later, they had the lockout and I lost interest in the sport. Fast forward to present day, and all your chatter about the Avs got me to start watching the end of the regular season, and wow, I'm in love with hockey again. Can't wait to see them win it all tonight at home. Go Avs and go Broncos. I love these. Yeah. And I kind of forget about the lockout. I've always thought that was a weak reason for people to stop paying attention to sport, but so many people have done it that I have to respect it.
I was going to say, I continue to hear that reason over and over, and even not this year, like 5 years ago, people are saying, oh, hockey? Yeah, I stopped watching in 2011.
Was it 2011 or was it before then?
It was 2010 or 2011, I thought.
I thought it was even earlier than that.
Okay.
I thought it was like right after the Avs run.
Oh, you know what? The NFL lockout was the 2010-2011.
Right, okay. To me, it was like I couldn't wait for hockey to get back, and then as soon as it was back, I was stoked. But I get it because it's like, one thing I've realized as you get older is you have less time to dedicate to these things.
Right.
So like when I was a kid,
and that's coming from you.
Well, it's just true. Like, you know, like 5 years ago, I'd have said like, oh, I can never miss a CU basketball game, but like they're on weeknights. It's a long drive up there and a long drive back. Like some nights you just don't have the time or the energy to do it. So like I've understood that in adulthood, and I assume what happened is they lock out, they're gone for a season. You kind of rearrange your life without hockey, and then maybe it's not easy to, you know, to rearrange it back when hockey comes back.
Yeah. And it's really unfortunate that that happened. Ryan, I just love the attitude the Lightning are taking into this game. Yesterday, they're so focused on having too many men on the ice the game before or the night before. Today, John Cooper, their coach, is focused on the altitude, saying that's what impacted them in game one and game two. Sorry, good. John, you're playing at altitude again. I hope the, 24 hours you've been here has helped you adjust. Actually, I don't hope so, but I say that, of course, sarcastic, because it's not going to help you.
No.
And he's just he's losing. If I was his player, he'd be losing me right now, because I would see my coach start losing it, and I'd be like, he's kind of telling us it's over.
Even when he was complaining about the call, there was players on the team, I think it was Ryan McDonough, who was like, yeah, no, that was nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they're disagreeing with him.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess that's kind of the approach that I've taken with the Broncos these past couple of years. Remember when there was the, oh, who was it? The guy that always had terrible penalties. Defensive lineman. Domantas Petko. When he had the block in the back on the punt that didn't count. But it was a real penalty. It didn't affect the play. It was stupid. But I've kind of always been on that side. Just let it go. Don't let this impact you anymore. And I got to say, I love that John Cooper's not letting this stuff go.
I'm sure he brought up the altitude after game two. And so I'm sure it was brought up again to him today, and that's why he's talking about it.
Okay.
But still, the altitude ain't changing.
Yeah. What does he think?
Like, if anything, I would be like, oh, it was something we had to adjust to then, but we're more prepared for it now.
Good answer, Ryan. Yeah, it's like you've been around PR people past couple of years.
I can't believe it. And I hope... Well, speaking of Nebraska, which we talked about a little bit today, I never knew if he was serious or joking, but years ago, the Nebraska head basketball coach, I wish I could remember what his name was. I want to say Doc something. I don't know.
Sounds like a basketball coach.
He was asked about playing at altitude. You know, what's it like going up to altitude? And he was like, it's indoors. The altitude.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
And I still,
my God.
Even back then, it was kind of tough to decipher. Like, is he joking or serious?
Right, either way.
Good joke or good approach.
Right, exactly. His players are dying during practice when they come up here, and he's, guys,
must be something
inside.
Else. Yeah, it's inside. There's no altitude.
Oh
here.
Man, I love that. I hope he was joking, and if so, props to him.
I guess there's three options. He's joking. He was serious and.
Had no
wrong.
Idea.
Or three, he's just trying to convince his team of that.
Right. And I love that. You know what I hope does change tonight? And that will
the
change
ice.
Tonight? Bingo. You said a concrete slab is what we want, right?
Make that thing the hardest ice that anyone's ever seen.
That sounds fantastic for tonight. It sounds awful in any other time that, like, I'm going to get on the ice. Doesn't that sound like the worst thing? You're going to go ice skating? Kind of, you know, intermediate novice ice skater. I want the ice as hard as can be. When I fall, I want it to hurt so bad.
So true. Also, 85 degrees in Denver today. You won't hearing us complaining about how hard it is to keep the ice cold.
Okay, I'm wearing pants and a little coat. I swore it was like 72 and rainy today.
You just like dreamed that?
No,
forecast?
No. I swore I saw it on my phone. Is that tomorrow? Did I misread?
Tomorrow, 87 and rainy. Okay. Saturday, 72 and rainy.
That's what I saw. I just got my dates confused.
Oh, that's today. Yeah, so tomorrow.
So tomorrow is the 72 and rain.
By the way, 6 o'clock, that's puck drop. 40% chance of rain in Denver. Those outdoor parties might be getting a sprinkle.
That's why the DNVR bar seems a great place to be.
I know. If only we could fit 20,000 people in here, which is what they're expecting at Tivoli tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Wasn't game one... I don't want to say weak turnout, but it wasn't that impressive. Game one was
the hottest day.
Yes,
which
yes.
Is what, and obviously the earliest game before people could kind of catch on to it.
And we've got Ben coming in saying RK is the pettiest Avs fan on the planet.
I actually...
You take pride in that.
I take pride in that.
I love that. So thank you, Ben, for that compliment that. To Ryan. But the last game, I should have said, was unreal there. I mean, absolutely packed.
Yeah, it's so sick. I wish I could be in multiple places at once, you know? Because, like, the DNVR bar, this is where my heart is. Like I said, I'm serious. If someone reached out to me right now and said I have a ticket tonight, I would say no.
That is cool.
This is where I want to be. I want to be with everyone here. Like, when I told this to someone this morning. When I close my eyes and I imagine it happening, I imagine myself being here.
Too cool.
So this is where I want to be. But I also want to be at those other places, you know? It's not like I don't want to be there. I want to see the Tivoli. I want to see the McGregor Square. I obviously want to be in the stadium. But this is the spot.
This is the spot. And you know what? We're close enough to the action where we can get to the action after the game, too.
Yep. Now, if someone reached out and said they had two tickets.
There we go. So hit us up in the comment section. Wait, did you say three tickets? Mm. Yeah. Because you got to include Allie.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I was originally talking about Allie.
Oh,
sorry,
that's
Zach.
Rude. That's rude.
Going to be a hell of a night. Cannot wait to experience it with anyone who's coming down here. I've got people that I haven't talked to since college texting me being like, hey, how do I reserve a table? I'll pay anything. I'm like, do I go on? And I'm just like, no way, dude. I don't even know you anymore.
Right. They know this is the place to be.
Also, like, the people who get here at 2:30 and start lining up, they deserve that table, not you.
Yep, absolutely. And it's going to be packed. I can't wait to see the crowd coming
think,
in
like,
at 3.
Let me just say, like, $1,000.
Right,
see
exactly.
What they say.
And then you can buy two tickets to the game.
Yeah, you can buy half of one ticket to the
right,
game.
Exactly. That won't get you much.
All right. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. Appreciate you always for understanding when sometimes we have to talk about things that are bigger than the Broncos. But this community is everything to us. Can't wait to see you guys down here at the DNVR bar tonight, or maybe, you know, in the streets afterwards.
Absolutely.
I'll touch wood and we'll talk to you guys later.
Go Abs. Unite. Roll out the truck and took a country drive. Now